Welcome to episode 780 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We continue to search for Jesus in every book of the Bible. And this week, that search has taken us to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah 9 verses 6 to 7, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." In the heart of Isaiah's prophecy, a message of hope and promise emerges, heralding the arrival of a Messiah who will bear the weight of governance and establish an everlasting dominion of peace and justice. In this text, we find a profound declaration of the Messiah's role as the ultimate ruler, whose government will be characterized by righteousness, justice, and unwavering love. As previously discussed, Isaiah's prophecy unfolds amidst a chaotic and challenging period in Israel's history. The nation was plagued by political instability, foreign invasions, and social unrest. Kings like Ahaz of Judah engaged in idolatrous practices, such as building pagan altars and participating in Canaanite rituals, including, according to some interpretations, the sacrifice of his own son. This idolatry was not confined to the royal household, it permeated society, as the people often worshipped foreign gods, incorporating Canaanite religious practices into their worship, which was a direct violation of the laws given to Moses. Social injustice was also rampant. The prophets, including Isaiah, repeatedly condemned the exploitation and oppression of the vulnerable, widows, orphans, and the poor, by the wealthy and powerful. Economic exploitation was evident in practices like the accumulation of land by the elite, leading to the disenfranchisement of small farmers. Corruption in the judicial system was another significant issue. Bribery and unfair trials favored the rich and powerful, denying justice to those who could not afford to pay. Isaiah's prophetic messages, therefore, were often directed against these societal ills, calling for repentance and a return to the principles of justice, mercy, and humble obedience to God. These challenges made Isaiah's time tumultuous not just politically but also morally and spiritually. The people yearned for a leader who would restore order, justice, and prosperity. Against this backdrop of despair, Isaiah's words resonated with a deep desire for a Messiah who would not only deliver Israel from its earthly troubles, but also usher in an era of lasting peace and harmony. In this context of despair and uncertainty, Isaiah's prophecy of a coming Messiah offered a glimmer of hope. The Messiah would be a ruler of righteousness and justice who would establish an everlasting kingdom of peace and prosperity. Isaiah's prophecy paints a vivid picture of the Messiah's role as the ultimate ruler. He is declared as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These titles encapsulate the Messiah's divine nature, his wisdom and guidance, his power and authority, and his unrelenting commitment to peace. It also offers a contrast to the wickedness of the rulers of the day. The phrase, "upon his shoulder, he will bear the government," highlights the Messiah's responsibility to govern the world with righteousness and justice. This imagery signifies the weight of the world upon his shoulders, a burden he willingly accepts for the sake of humanity's salvation. The Messiah's government will be marked by several key characteristics: righteousness. The Messiah will rule with righteousness, ensuring that all people are treated fairly and justly. Justice. The Messiah will establish a system of justice that protects the weak and vulnerable and punishes those who do wrong. Peace. The Messiah will usher in an era of lasting peace where war and violence will be no more. Love. The Messiah's government will be based on love, compassion, and forgiveness. The messianic prophecy of Isaiah 9 verses 6 to 7 finds its ultimate fulfillment in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, embodied the qualities of the Messiah, demonstrating unparalleled wisdom, compassion, and authority. He established his kingdom, not through earthly power or military might, but through the power of love, forgiveness, and transformation. Jesus' ministry marked the beginning of the kingdom of God, a kingdom that is both present and yet to come. It is present in the hearts and lives of those who have surrendered to the Lordship of Christ, transforming their lives with love, justice, and peace. It is yet to come in its fullness as we await the final consummation of God's kingdom at the end of the age. In Jesus' teachings and actions, we see the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus demonstrated the characteristics of the Messiah, teaching about righteousness, justice, peace, and love. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and welcomed the outcasts. He forgave his enemies and died on the cross for the sins of the world. Jesus' life and ministry transformed the lives of those who followed him, and his teachings continue to inspire and challenge people today. He showed us that the kingdom of God is not about power or control, but about love, service, and sacrifice. He showed us that the true Messiah is not a conquering king, but a humble servant who came to seek and save the lost. Jesus' teachings on the kingdom of God echoed Isaiah's prophecy. He proclaimed the kingdom as a realm of righteousness, peace, and justice, where God's will reign supreme. Jesus invited his followers to enter this kingdom, not through external rituals or adherence to laws, but through a radical transformation of the heart, a commitment to love God and love others. The kingdom of God is a present reality for those who have surrendered to the Lordship of Christ. It is a kingdom that exists within the hearts and minds of those who have been transformed by God's grace. It is a kingdom of love, justice, and peace, where God's will is done. The kingdom of God is also a future hope for all of humanity. It is the promise of a new heaven and a new earth, where there will be no more pain, sorrow, or death. It is the ultimate fulfillment of God's plan for creation, where all things will be made new. The Messiah's role as the ultimate ruler holds profound implications for our understanding of government and leadership. It challenges the notion of power as control and coercion, instead emphasizing power as service and sacrifice. It calls for leaders who emulate Christ's humility, compassion, and unwavering commitment to justice and righteousness. In a world where power is often abused and wielded for personal gain, Isaiah's prophecy offers a refreshing alternative. The Messiah's government will be characterized by righteousness, justice, and love, setting a standard for all leaders to follow. The implications of the Messiah's governmental role extend beyond the political realm and into our personal lives. We are all called to be representatives of Christ's kingdom, demonstrating love, justice, and compassion in our daily interactions with others. We are called to work for the good of our communities and the world, seeking to bring about God's kingdom in all aspects of life. Isaiah's prophecy of the Messiah's governmental role offers a beacon of hope amidst the chaos and turmoil of our world. It reminds us of the promise of a divine ruler who will establish a kingdom of peace and justice, where the weight of the world will be borne not with oppression, but with love, compassion, and care for all creation. As we grapple with the complexities of our own times, Isaiah's words serve as a powerful reminder of the Messiah's enduring promise and the transformative power of his kingdom. Father, as we reflect on Isaiah's prophecy and your promise of a Messiah who bears the weight of governance with righteousness and love, we are filled with hope and gratitude. We pray for the wisdom to understand and embrace your divine governance in our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.